Response 1, this is Connie. Ma'am, please have the ID number.
Okay, Connie, that number is 492-8878.
All righty, this is for Charlene Crawford. Okay.
Yeah, okay, hang on 1 second. Charlene, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. I also have Connie on the line. She's going to be your medical alert specialist for today, and she's going to take great care of you, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right,
and she's done just now. Okay.
Don't forget to tell her about all your travels around the United States and that you were, you know, wondering if we had monitoring stations throughout the country. Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Sure.
Have a good day.
You too.
Hi, Ms. Charlene. This is Connie with Response 1. How are you today, dear?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. Well, I understand you were just speaking with Ms. Mary about our medical alert button, so I definitely wanted to give you a little bit more information about this device, the services, and the pricing, see if this is something we can get you protected with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, dear. So what we would do is send out a pendant. The pendant is very lightweight, about 2 ounces in weight. It has a button and a speaker on it. Now, this pendant is waterproof, so it's something you can wear in the tub or in the shower. That is where most accidents happen. And it's also equipped with a GPS locator, so you can also travel anywhere throughout the U.S. with this device. Now, how it works is when you press the button, first responders come over the speaker and they ask if you need assistance. You may not need an ambulance when you press your button. You might just need a friend or neighbor to come over and assist you. Well, we will make that call for you and stay on the line with you until that help arrives. On the other hand, let's say if you press the button but you were unable to respond back to us, then it would be at that point that first responders would assume a worst-case scenario and automatically dispatch EMS services out to your location. Now, I do see that Mary qualified you today for free equipment, meaning you would only have to cover the cost of the monthly monitoring fee, which is only $39.99 for the month. Now, there are no taxes, no hidden fees, and no long-term contracts. So we do make sure that the price will never increase for as long as you have the service, but we do not commit you to any contract for any length of time. Does that sound like something that you would be interested in getting covered for yourself?
No, what did you say? The last part that you covered? I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's fine. We make sure that the price will always remain the same, $39.99. We don't increase those rates, and we don't put you under a contract, so we don't commit you for any length of time.
Okay.
Is that something that you would be interested in getting coverage for yourself?
I believe so, if it can't come any cheaper or whatever, but if it can't.
Well, I can, as a courtesy, remove the shipping charge for you if that would assist you some, so it would just be a flat rate of
$39.99.
Oh, okay. All righty. Ms. Crawford, can you verify your address for me, please, ma'am?
1001. Mm-hmm. 8th Avenue.
Okay. And that is
Beaver Falls.
Okay, perfect.
Beaver Falls. Mm-hmm. Two words. Okay. Pennsylvania. Zip code is 15010.
010. Okay, let me fix that because it has 001. Okay, babe. All righty.
15010.
Perfect. Thank you. All righty. Now, who would you like us to list down as the emergency contact for you?
There would be two. Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Williams.
Okay.
W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
All righty. And her relation to you?
She's my cousin.
Okay.
Cousin. Could I have two, please?
Of course. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And what is Michelle's number? Let me get her number first.
Okay, I have to. Something I don't know off by heart.
That's fine. We'll come back to it. What's the other name?
No, her number, I got it right here, though.
Oh.
412-974-6167.
Okay, let me read that back. So for Ms. Michelle Williams, your cousin, we have 412-974-6167?
Yes.
Okay, and the second name and number?
The second name is, I call him my brother from another mother, but everyone laughs, but Donnie Wilson.
Okay. All righty. And Donnie's phone number?
That's terrible. Phone number is 724-851-5378.
Okay, I'll read that one back as well. So for Donnie Wilson, brother from another mother, we have area code 724-851-5378.
Yes.
All right, perfect. And when were you interested in getting the device shipped out and started for you?
Jiminy Christmas. Let me see. How long does it take to do all? How long does it take?
Well, once I process, I can either, if you don't want to ship today, I can post-date it up to 30 days. So so if you don't want to process today or in April, just let me know anytime in May. Once I submit that date, when we process it, the payment, it'll ship out UPS directly to the front door to the address you provided to me in about 3 to 5 business days. So if you were to process it today, you will receive that by Friday, no later than next Tuesday. And then all you have to do is call the number on the inside of the box. We get you connected with first responders.
Okay. And I'd like for it to be. Yeah, I'm trying to find. Okay, can it be, what's today's date?
The 9th.
Just go, the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, we can try it now. Let's see, because I haven't, I have auto pay, so I haven't even, like I said, I just got back from deployment.
Okay.
From down, like I said, Omaha, and that, from where all those floods and stuff were. I've been volunteering. This is one thing. I've been volunteering with the American Red Cross for 52 years, and it's been volunteering. And I mean, I've gone, so that's why I really like, oh, yeah. And people said, what? And in fact, it was so nice because they had down there, you meet some great folks wherever you go, and
yeah.
I don't mean to take up your time. Mm-hmm. But the other volunteers, and you see how other people who come together to basically help others, and it was so great that, I had a little, the one gentleman who was the manager of the area there in Omaha, they had all the people, within their group, and all the volunteers. I walked in there one morning, and they clapped and everything, and made me cry. I said, what? Going on? I thought, what's going on? And they don't know I'm from Adam. We just meet. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they give me another pin with a jewel in it, 50 years, because it's not 52 years. You don't get a 52-year pin.
Right.
But 50 years, yeah, but one with the garnet in it. I have another 50 pin that they gave me, of course, but it didn't have the jewel. And, it was so,
I can only imagine that garnet. I love that beautiful red color of it. It's a little different.
Okay.
Nice.
I said, what happens when I make 100 if I do? Do I get the diamond?
Right.
What can I have?
Trip around the world.
Right,
exactly. All expense paid trip anywhere you want to go.
There you go. As long as there's a disaster, they probably put behind you. Yeah, you go up to California. I've been out there getting fired. Yeah. Got to work.
Got to
work for it.
Right? Oh, wow. That's awesome, though. Wow. That is amazing.
In fact, like I said, I just been home here. Well, today is the second day, so I just
shut
come
up.
In. I haven't, yeah.
Wow. So you don't even know how long you're going to be settled. They may be deploying you right back out. Okay. Look, don't think about it.
There you go. So let me see if there's something on this one, this card here. Let's see.
Okay. All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. 4791.
Mm-hmm.
6900.
Okay.
1201.
Mm-hmm.
3358.
Okay.
And it expires 322.
Okay, and a 3-digit security on the back.
Okay. It's a hard one to read when you don't have the glasses on. You get the stage. Let me see here. 846.
Alrighty. And Ms. Crawford, do you have a middle initial on that card, or is it just Charlene Crawford?
It's just Charlene Crawford. It doesn't have the L on it. Yeah.
Alrighty, sweetie. And dear, if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
People don't believe it. I mean, I think I feel 71. Just turned 71 years old.
What? Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. That's not what I thought she was about to say. Okay, moving on. You are amazing, girl. You are amazing. Wow.
Blessed and highly favored. I
yes.
want to tell you about it.
Yes. Oh, yes. All righty, sugar. All righty. So, Ms. Crawford, I'm going to process the payment and get you shipped out today. You should be looking for your package no later than Friday or next Tuesday. All you have to do is open the box, call the number on the inside, and we're going to get you connected with first responders. Now, in your package, you will also receive an additional form where you can provide additional emergency contact name and numbers, anything you want us to have, a neighbor or coworkers or doctor, anyone you want us to have, as well as any medical information or whatever you want us to put on file on your behalf. We'll have that a prepaid envelope, so you can mail that back to us free of charge, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Question.
Yes.
Is there ever a time that these ever go down? Okay, and the reason why I'm asking, I guess, is because it's just like cell phones and things of that nature, how you sometimes, if you're not by a tower, I mean,
right.
this is not the case. But,
no, ma'am, that is not the case. Now, the only time that it will not work is if you're in like a tin roof somewhere that is it has a tin roof covering it, then it will block the it would block it. It wouldn't be able to transmit out. But other than that, you'll be fine. Now, what I tell everybody to do, even if you don't use that button, press that button at least once a week, once every other week, especially if you're getting ready to travel with it, just to make sure when they come over the speaker, just let them, I'm just performing a test, you know, just to make sure that you have in your head that you know this device is working. Even though there's lights on there to let you know that, you know, it's fully charged or stuff like that, things do function. It's equipment, technology. They are faulty. So I always tell my clients, press the button once a week. There's no harm in doing it. They come over the speaker, hey, I'm just performing a test. Just want to make sure you guys are there. That's it. No harm in that. You're paying for it, so use it. Okay, sweetness?
And you ought to tell them also that they need to get those great guys that got them good minds to go ahead and do something to change why they can't be receptive or received under a tin roof, because some of our
yeah.
shelters that they're
mm-hmm.
putting up and things, tin roofs
oh.
are what, you know,
yeah.
if I'm in a shelter, like there
mm-hmm.
was a shelter, in fact, we had down there that one of the companies basically provided that we
right.
could supply, that we could put several hundred people in. And
oh, wow, okay.
It was definitely a metal, I guess tin or metal. Or
yeah, tin or metal, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was, so that yeah. if someone would have gone down or if I'd have ran into something inside, you know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. You just been pressing.
Yeah.
I tell you, I understand. Okay, I'm definitely going to
yeah.
note that down. Definitely, that is a good point. I didn't think about that. All right, Shaker.
Yep.
If you have any questions or concerns, do not hesitate to reach back out to me. Do you have a pen and paper? I can give you my name and number.
I sure do.
All right. Okay, my name is Connie, Connie, and response one is who will be servicing your system. And if you need us, give us a call at 1-800.
Mm-hmm.
495
mm-hmm.
5975. And if you'd like to make any changes onto your account, you can refer to ID number 492-8878, and that will bring up all of your information.
And this is ID number.
Yes, ma'am. That's the ID number for your account. Oh, one last thing, Ms. Crawford. What day did you want the monthly monitoring fee to be processed every month? Is there a particular date?
Yeah, the first of the month, like, you know, the second or third, you know, when that pension, what do you call it, Social Security come in.
Okay.
Yes, that SS comes in.
All right, perfect, okay.
If people don't think you're telling a lie. So I'm telling a story. I said, God's blessed me now, but at the same time, just because I look a little younger don't mean the body's feeling a little younger.
Right.
What you call it? Hey. But the third or the fourth would be good for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. I got it. All right, Sugar. It has been such a pleasure speaking with you today. Oh my gosh, you are such a pleasure to speak with.
Thank you
a lot. And is there anything that I can assist you with? Answer for you before I let you go.
Oh no, I don't think so. Now this alarm, is it like on a rope chain or do I?
No.
Or what kind is it?
It's
is
like
it decorative.
It's just plain black. It's on a rope, but it is adjustable, so you can adjust it down if you don't want to wear it around the neck. And it's really lightweight, about 2 ounces. It won't remember it's on half the time. But, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Shaga.
All right.
And I'm going to make sure I let Miss Mary know because she's chatted me to see if I was still talking with you. So I'm going to let her know that we got you protected. All righty. So, again, don't hesitate to reach back out to us if you need us for anything.
And one last question before. Tell Miss Mary, hold up, because customers always get questions.
Okay.
Can that be changed from, you know, because you don't want to be dressed up and have something you got to, you know. Can that be put on a chain?
You can. You can.
Okay, cool beans on a necklace type thing.
Mm-hmm. You sure can.
Okay. All right.
All right, Ms.
Thank you. Have a blessed day, dear.
You. My pleasure. Take care, love.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye now.